Can you? Oh, fucking hell, you made me.
Christ, that's way too high. Calm down.
Can you hear me? Am I alright there? Oh, I'm still quite punchy.
Yeah, try that.
Hello, testing 1-2, testing 1-2.
This is Rory Best, checking in for Rugby Sideways.
We're on the Shannon Blanc.
The Shannon Blanc. What is it, Barry? What kind of wine? Fruity?
Well,
it's dry.
Well, it says my hair. It's a zesty. South African classic. But I wouldn't know because I got it from Aldi's.
I don't even like wine. It looks like piss.
It's not a fucking Guinness. Who drinks wine on a Mondays?
Not me. Generally, if the Lions weren't playing, I wouldn't be drinking wine on a fucking Monday night.
It's warm and like piss.
Piss.
Who wants warm wine?
Bestie's gone, Barry. Bestie's gone.
Right, Rory. Rory's back. He's with Joe Marler this week. He couldn't be with us.
Couldn't fucking afford him.
Why is my phone still fucking vibrating? Fucking hell, this cam's going. How do I turn it off?
What's the problem?
Every What's he doing? Fucking notification. Every fucking second. It's coming through, buzzing. I'm sat there typing away and work my head. And I have tried inspecting the settings, but I cannot turn the off.
I've had it every time Federer hits a fucking backhand, you're buzzing.
Mate, every time I'm sort over a putt, the win. Fucking babe.
So you must have a silent setting on there, surely.
Oh, it's fucking going off.
Put the head through the
off you go. Ta-da, Teddy.
Ta-da, Teddy. Welcome to the ultimate rugby audio experience for another week of extreme fun. Your hosts this evening are Moggs and Barty.
Yeah, we've been let down by a couple of people this evening.
Oh
Moggs,
off.
For fuck's sake, who's on now?
Is anybody asking for a fucking Capri Sun again, I expect?
What's you want a tropical Capri Sun for on a Monday?
Well, I'm sorry, that's a terrible selection as well. Tropical.
I know.
Tropical Capri Sun, yeah.
I didn't even know they still produced them.
I didn't think they did.
I haven't seen them since Costco, 2006, when Freddo's and Chomps were king.
I've seen orange and mango, but I haven't seen fucking tropical.
They still in the silvery foil?
Yeah, bag of shit. You've got to buy about 9 now. You can't buy 1. You're on the fucking laugh.
Oh, here's an interesting question. So, they always used to be served with little plastic straws.
Mm.
Are they now?
Save the planet.
Papery.
I don't think so.
Do you have to have it?
It must be a paper straw now.
Or is it they'll clip the corner? Let us know.
Just snip it and see it off. See it all off.
Yeah, it's not a great drink.
Terrible beverage.
Mind, talking of terrible beverages. We've been let down by, what's it, the proof is in the pudding this evening, and... I've had a last minute dash to Aldi to get some drinks and snacks, and oh my god, the Chenin Blanc is absolutely horrendous. Apparently dry and very fruity, all I taste is warm pish.
To be fair, out of a takeaway coffee cup is not the best glass of wine I've had, but I'm not a big white lover. I prefer the red myself.
Oh, a bit of Moulin Rouge.
A bit of rouge, yes. It's not that bad, to be fair. I've had much worse. But it's room temp.
Well, absolute diabolical. You can take that home with you, Moggs.
I'll take that home. What have we got here as well? What's this built on? What's so good about this then?
Well, we're saving the rhinos.
Haven't
you read
the rhino.
About?
Yeah.
But,
high in protein. 170 calories per pick.
Bloody hell, if I could live on that, I'd be good.
Lovely stuff. I like 2 pence from the sale of this pack will be donated to Save the Rhino International. Well, they're not going to do much with 2 pence, are they? So, fucking... Here we are. Doing our bit, anyway, mate.
We're giving our 2 pence on the matter.
We're giving our two pence on the boys who've let us down this evening, because it's not good enough, is it, Bart?
No, we had a bit of a meeting last week and agreed the way forward for the pod, and delegated a bit of responsibility out the boys to complete a few tasks in the week leading up to each pod, and we have been sorely let down.
Sorely let down.
Where do we start on it?
Well, we're on Proof is in the Pudding, so obviously that's supposed to be pudding segment, but he must be on another food shop, I think, with the missus. What do you reckon?
Well, I hope he's getting some Safa products, because they've been thoroughly lacking this week.
Do Rustlers do a South African burger?
I don't know. Don't know.
But the excuse he's used in the group, fuck it, the boys are going under the bus, aren't they? Let's
let's just throw it out there, because it deserves to be heard.
I'll read it out now. It's a bit of a paragraph we had for the reason you couldn't attend.
I did try to call him, sound him out earlier, but the phone was off.
Right, so a busy day in work. Yeah, not much you can do about that. Loads of shit to sort out for his mother's birthday party on Saturday. What day is it, Bart? What day are we recording this?
Oh, helium balloons on the Monday.
You see, away we work Wednesday to Friday. So, he's only got 2 days to sort out his balloons and
I'm sure the party selection is fantastic in Brighton.
Fuck, he must be putting on hell of a shindig, fair play.
Have you had your invite yet?
Nope. Yeah, do I have it? We're definitely crashing the party now. Cheers, Pud.
Thanks very much. And then, on to the fun bus himself.
The fun bus. Where do we start with the fun bus?
Well, the fun bus has pulled out of town and is no longer with us. Meant to be interviewing guests this week with a number lined up, apparently.
Oh, he's full of bright ideas on Saturday, isn't he? Those of you who follow us on Insta probably saw the half-time interview we did with your good self and Courtney Bath. He's full of it, wasn't he? Full of beans, making notes on this document, our shared doc on Google Docs, because we're moving right up in the world now, getting really interactive. And he's fucked us off tonight.
I know.
Again, another one, fucked us off.
Shocking. You got one segment to record.
One segment, that's all he needed to do. 5 minute interview with one of the boys. Could have done a pissed Saturday night. But
it probably would have been better.
Probably would have been, yeah. Wouldn't have understood the word the saying, but it's content, isn't it, at the end of the day. So yeah, that's two of the segments, fact. Well, you've managed to save us with your Kruger Bulton, saving the runners, yeah.
And to be fair, though, I don't think I want to run my league alliance out of forward and back. You're 3-0 up.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of competition. Now, we could try and get it. We might have to resort out there and get some listeners in to compete, because if the boys let us down again, I think they could be chopped.
Yeah, they're gone. Gone. It's 3 strikes and you're out. You're gone.
Gatlin would say no.
No, you're not coming on my fucking fun bus, you bastard. But so we're stuck with wine that tastes like pish. Segments are all fact. It's pointless doing mine as well, while I'm far.
It is.
Save that till next week.
So, yeah, I think we have to go double-header next week. But
double-header next week. I think surely we get a like some sort of walkover, maybe a 5-pointer for the backs, because I actually showed up.
Yeah, I think we'll give you 5 points.
So, you're going to have the victory in what you're lying for then, and that's that.
Mm.
So, what happened Saturday? We watched the game in the club, didn't we? Moretti any better this week?
Oh, I just don't know what they're doing there. It was an awful pint, wasn't it? We ended up switching up to the berries because...
It was very nice.
It was beautiful. But... I don't know, the Moretti has got this little tang and it's not freezing cold. They just need to sort it out. And to be fair, there's a lack of service with a smile there, so you're not rushing back for another pint, you?
Nah, it's not the best.
Old Hagrid at the door.
Nah. Yeah, it was fucking shocking. Like, I had 2 pints and I was just thinking, why is this so hard to drink? Just something off about it.
Mm, definitely. And, the fact that I slipped into the Windsor on the week before and sculled 4 lovely pints of Moretti on a Thursday and it was bloody fantastic. Mm. So it's definitely the club.
So the man in the hat is not to blame, it's the club.
It's the club. But talking of men in the hat, there's a new man on the block.
Who's this?
Monsieur Madry.
Monsieur Madry.
I've heard some cracking things about it. And I had a pint on Cottrell Park and it was fantastic. But some of the states I've seen on Instagram the last weekend just tuck some boys right up.
Is it? Oof, a little slow burner, like.
Oh, well, it looks like a little naughty number. Struck right back at Heineken.
Is that it? So that's their version of Man in the Hat?
Yeah, it's their continental Man in the Hat.
I see. But he doesn't actually wear a hat, does he, Madry?
I think he's got a die cap.
Oh, he's got a die cap.
Oh, why? He's not like Mr. Mapelli from Aldi.
Smart cash, like.
Oh, hi.
Or Beer of Mapelli, yeah, that's got fucking Aldi written all over him, there. Like this fucking wine.
Take his hat off.
Take it off, I can. Yeah, well, I think we've got a couple of questions from the listeners. And one of them, we might as well jump to it now. So have a quick look in the DMs, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Stuart Robson, a.k.a. SG Robson, Mr. Stuart Ginger Robson.
Stu, how are you, boy?
I think he's playing rugby league these days. I've seen him...
rugby league, Bridgend Blue Bulls, or...?
For the Blue Bulls, yeah, down in Bridgend, carrying ball for the team, getting gain line.
Is he fancy a run for the Badgers, telling him to pop back up?
Hitting bags? No, he's full-time rugby league now. You don't come back. Don't play that stupid fucking game, Union. It's fucking shite. But he's asked Pinto Moretti or Madry, so... Are you telling me... If you had a choice between the two, a good pint of Moretti and a good pint of Madry, what are you going for?
To be fair, I don't think I'm in a fair position to judge yet, as I have only had Madry in one venue.
Is that down the Ath?
No, it was Cottrell Park.
Oh, that's the one, is it?
Cottrell. Yeah, yeah. So I've not had one down the Ath yet, so I don't think it's fair to judge, because I have had some stupendous pints of Moretti.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a situation and you come off, you're out in the sun all day, it is freezing cold. You take that first sip... You're literally half the fucker. She's going down. You're doing 4.5 hours. You're just so happy to be there, happy to be alive. Mr. Moretti is sorting you right out. Normally a Friday after work, about 3 o'clock. It's just made for it. So Mr. Madry, to beat that, has got a lot to live up to.
Yeah, I haven't tried a Madry yet, I'll be honest.
Perhaps we should...
It's only sprung up recently, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. Making a lot of noise, like, but...
Perhaps we should have a couple of samplers for the pod next week, a bit of homework.
Maybe. Has he got any South African roots? Probably not.
Madrid is international.
Madrid international, aye. Cheers for the question, SG. Hope your rugby league career goes from strength to strength, lad. Enjoy. Probably not watching the Lions tour if he's a rugby league fan now. But yeah, well, all our segments are fucked. Courtney had a bit of a rant on the weekend. He was going to come on here and have a rant about it, wasn't he? And I think during the halftime interview, he made a few points about it as well. But some of the commentary and the punditry... on the Lions tour so far.
It's going back actually a week to...
the Japan game,
The Japan game, yeah. We had this conversation Tuesday over a quick Beverage debrief.
Moretti? Man of the hat?
No, out of stocks was the Heineken.
Oh dear.
Yeah, very strong.
Oh dear.
And then actually I slipped onto a neck oil, which was rather nice.
That's nice, huh? Beaver
Town. Lovely drop.
19 quid a can, like, but very nice.
No worse than Tiny Rebel?
Nope, absolutely not.
Anyway, back to it. So, yeah. So, there were two things that really got on Courtney's wick. First one, the mistaken identity. Because apparently, you cannot tell the difference between Duane van der Merwe and Liam Williams.
That's a fucking joke, yeah. They do look similar, mind. Similar dap.
Both bandy-legged.
both on the Vitamin J back in the day. Have you seen that photo of van der Merwe? Apparently 17.
Oh my juice.
Saying his prayers, eating his chicken, drinking his milk.
He's been on a 12-week boot camp with DCI Lions. Jabatan. Oh, that's...
Oh, fuck yeah. So
there was that. And apparently...
So who's this now? Is this McNamara?
McNamara, yeah.
Connor McNamara, fucking lead commentator.
Who is absolutely crap. Let's not beat around the bus. I would rather mute the tech. I'd rather listen to S. Pedwarek. Not understand a word than listen to that absolute muppet.
I speak to one of my clients today, actually, and he said he had a fucking mate. He's a big rugby fan. So we watched the Welsh game. It obviously finished about 5-5, didn't it? So it was really real touch and go before the Lions kicked off. Put on Sky Sports. And then realised he fucking cancelled his subscription during lockdown because it was fuck all on. So he remembered he subscribed to some NBC channel in America. Cause I think he's got a place over there.
NBC Gold, is it?
Something like that. But they were showing the rugby. So he put it on and he said it was fucking American commentary.
Oh, wow.
That bad he had to mute it. But I just think back to, did you watch... I think it was a time the All Blacks played... I think they played...
Is it Ireland?
America, but they played Ireland and Chicago, didn't they? But yeah. I'm sure they played the USA as well.
They probably did.
And the commentary on that was just fucking gold.
There's been some co-coms when we used to have the old Churchill Cup.
Yeah,
back
class.
In the day. Oh,
class.
when you've got one end of the spectrum, the Aussies, who absolutely top of the commentary game, just giving it full beans.
World class.
And then you go to the other side of the world. The Yankee Doodle Pigeons, they are absolutely terrible. Touchdown!
No, I do like them, it's fun. I'd rather listen to that, to be honest.
Oh, to be fair, the Yanks put a decent show on the weekend.
Yeah, they were good. They played some fucking Indian yesterday, didn't they? Fair play.
Oh, my mole.
Yeah. They were chucking the ball around as well.
Yeah, he was quite impressed with them.
Yeah, and they were missing McGinty, weren't they?
Yeah, they got another.
Old AJ.
Carty, a nice American name.
Ginger. No, that was Canada, wasn't it? Fucking hell, they were dreadful.
Oh, those three Welsh coaches. There's a reason they've been bent.
You'd think the defence would be a bit tight there, considering, you know, Byron Haywood should know a bit about the Welsh camp.
Only on a consultancy basis, only any... he's taking a pay there, only little quick 10 grand in the bank account, I'll do one session and then piss off.
Thanks for coming, I'm off.
You're garbage.
Ta-da. Yeah, they're shocking. Absolutely shocking. But, poor old Lee as well, doing his knee. I didn't see it.
Thank heavens.
Bad one, was it?
Oh, you just don't want to see it. And 100th test game, 96th cap. Is it his last?
Let's hope not.
No.
I don't want to see him go out on that, but... I don't know if it's me, but, you know, I'm not even an S&C coach, but I think non-contact injuries... You've got to ask a question. What's going on here? Like, because, you know, every time Halfpenny runs, he looks like he's going to fall over. Has he not worked with a running coach to fucking sort his gait out?
Is it that, or is it the pitch? Because, you know, like...
Yeah, I suppose it could be.
Because you look at, like, Lydiate's...
Yeah.
Lydiate's injury was of nothing, really, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. There's so many factors that come into play in it, but...
Yeah, you hate to see it, and you wish him a speedy recovery.
Aye. All the best, Lee, if you're listening. Probably fucking not, I'd imagine.
Are there any other questions?
Some questions here. May as well go to the questions. We asked for shout-outs as well. So we got a shout-out for Gethin Davis from CJ Thomas 14, our good friend Chris Thomas. He said, shout-out to my mate Gethin Davis, who has the roundest head in Western Europe. And he's not wrong there.
He's definitely not.
No. Gethin Davis's nickname is actually Roundhead.
When was the last time Roundhead was seen? Was it 1950s? have you seen him more recently?
I think about 2014, I remember him drumming to, what's that band who used to play in the club? Devious. Yeah, we won't mention any more about that. It might be that night, actually. But Roundhead was drumming aggressively at the back of the hall, just in a fucking trance, like every song, just flat out air drumming. It's one of the best things I've ever seen. But that's the last time I saw him.
Yeah, I think I'm there with you on that one. Mm. He's MIA, Rounded, if you're doing well, reconnect with the pod.
Yeah, let us know, Round, if you're out there.
And if you want to come on for an interview, you're always more than welcome.
You're more than welcome, yeah. And your brother, Aladino. Fucking hell, they're both fucking liabilities on the piss and AMP.
Oh, the best. Two of the best.
Get a couple of man and a hearts down those two, they'll be fucking carnage. Oh, good little question here, Bart. Actually, we'll go to the shout-out first. Another shout-out then from Eyeball Paul, a.k.a. Paul the Eye. Paul Morris, fucking big friend of the pod.
Ponicling legend.
He's asked for a shout-out to Baxter the Beagle. So Baxter is Paul's dog. He's an absolute legend of a dog. I think he's about 13 now. He's had a good innings. Fucking great crack, in fairness. He's a big Instagram star, so if you follow Paul on social media, you'll have seen Baxter giving him an early morning wake-up call asking for his breakfast. And
I'll have to my own heart.
He's obviously... you howl for your brekkie in the morning as well, didn't you, bud?
Why?
But that's obviously a big Anchorman tribute there, calling his dog Baxter. So, Baxter, legend. Here's your shout-out. Hope Paul feeds you well in the morning.
It's always bacon time.
Bacon time in the Morris household. Oh, I tell you what, Paul... You might like this concept, Bart, but he has this monthly... Fuck, I can't remember what the business is, but he gets a monthly package delivered. For the kids, it is. But he has, like, snacks from around the world, and they have different themes every month. So, like, say the theme was USA. You get a load of, like, USA candy and... candy. Sweets and fucking...
fructose.
Yes, loads of fructose.
So 4th of July, Independence Day, so you probably had American month this month. And
yeah, I'm the full works.
Like. Oh, it's going nuts.
So, yeah, you showed me it before, class. So
I bet that's not, if it's bringing lots of candies in, I bet that's a pretty penny to subscribe to.
Yeah, it might be an expensive subscription, but we'll try and sort your listeners out with a fucking discount code of some sorts. But don't hold your fucking breath.
That'd be a cool. The subscription services, you can't beat them, and the free trials.
Oh,
you got it going.
You've tried to be a 52?
Yeah, I'm
sure you subscribed that.
Yeah, be a 52. Done multiple emails.
Any good or not?
Yeah,
it's been multiple good. Emails.
And send one to the mother's house as well, so you can have.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, you know, particularly if there's a month you like.
Yeah, nice. Well, I think that's probably our chance of a sponsorship down the shit there. Now they've just found out we've been mugging them off. But I haven't actually tried it yet, so I might sign up. We're gonna do sign up and then just cancel.
Yeah, sign up, pay the delivery, and cancel.
And rock off.
Cancel away.
That'll be good.
Or better still, put it on Scotty's card and forget about it and get 8 beers every month.
So, question from just.slightly.offside. This is Stefan. I think he's one of the German boys from rugby club Konstanz. He's asked, which Lions player should I follow for the best on-tour banter? What's your opinion on that one? Bants, best bants.
Interesting one, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who do you think's the...
I don't know much about most of the players.
Thing is, now they're the serious generation, aren't they? There's not the people from the pisshead generation.
I think Finn is old school, isn't he? Finn Russell.
That's a great shout.
Who incidentally probably played himself out of the 10 jersey, unfortunately, on the weekend.
Oh, he's full Wednesday club now. He's
a loose goose, isn't he?
He's having 15 bottles every Wednesday in the hotel.
He fucking love that. But I don't know, in terms of social media, I don't know. If he provides the goods. Is Finn on, do you follow Finn on socials or not?
No, not really. I've seen him pop up on Zeeb's a few times.
Yeah,
you know? Zeeb, if Zeeb was torn, he'd be a great shout out.
Yeah.
The current crop. Are there any outsiders, who you think?
I haven't even watched the last Lions DVD, so I don't know any insight.
Well, you know, Joe Maher and Rory Beath.
Rory's not there, is he?
No, they were too good. I tell you what though, listening to Joe Marler's podcast last week, telling a few of the lion stories.
What's that called?
The Joe Marler podcast.
Original.
Yeah, nice of him to branch out. No, but that was a very good listen, so I would highly recommend you listening to that.
Nice.
On the socials, do you reckon Duan van der Merwe with his rig like that?
Oh, he's got a few topless selfies on him, sure.
He's got to be a howler, and he's a saffron, and he don't care. He's,
nah.
He's on the castle lager.
Yeah, fuck that. Fuck that.
Drink like a fish, drink like a shark, keep your rig in.
Yeah, so the answer to that is, don't know, really.
No, they're all boring.
They're all boring.
I think we've done too bad there, Moggs. You know, we chat away quite well.
It's flowing like this wine's flowing. Horrifically. Pesh. Tastes like pesh. Last question then for tonight. We'll go with Rhys Williams Way, aka Psycho, aka Gay UK. He's asked, on what you've seen in the first three games, what is your test squad? Discuss.
Right, so before we get into this, not a fan of the nosy questions, because my opinion means absolutely nothing.
Or mine. Probably worth even less.
But I'd like to see the sperm whale have a little run of the test squad.
Viva la sperm whale.
I think, Moggs, we should flip that on his head and go who he thinks are already playing themselves out of it.
Yeah, well, Finn. I love Finn, right? I think he's such an entertainer, but you just can't put him in the 23. He's just a fucking booty, like.
I know.
You don't want in a tight test match, he's just not the man, like.
No. What do you think Faletau as well? Because he's been very quiet and a bit poor.
Terlupe. Yeah, well, Simmons looked sharp when he came on, didn't he? Lively.
Very sharp. Hamish Watson was very good.
Hamish outstanding. Hamish. He's not actually Scottish, he's English. Old Hamish.
That's very good knowledge, Mark. That may or may not have helped you this evening.
Yes, definitely. But, yeah, I don't know. Is, you know, Josh Adams. How the fuck do you drop Josh Adams after that?
Oh, you can't.
Yeah.
But I do like the balance of the midweek side also being announced. And Simmons, Navidi, Curry.
That could be tasty.
It's abrasive, quick.
No pun intended.
With a sperm whale and Hendo in the boiler house.
I can't help but laugh at the sperm whale every time.
Is there a better descriptive for him?
No.
The telescopic sperm whale.
Anyone else? What else? What's the backline looking like? Because they've announced a squad today, haven't they? Biggs at 10.
Yeah, Gareth Davis.
Gareth Davis, 9.
Biggs, Aki and Daly.
Yeah.
Who else is it? Van der Merwe, one wing. Watson.
Anthony.
And Liam Williams.
And Sanjay.
And I think Hoggy's covering 10 on the bench.
Is he?
Hoggy.
It'll be, I don't know, I think in terms of back three, I reckon it could be, I don't know, I think Watson will play. I think it'd probably be Watson, Josh Adams, maybe Liam Williams. Or do you think a Hog will go with Gatland? Oh, fucking hell. Gatland will go with Hog.
No, I think you'll go Liam Williams, Sanjay. Watson and Adams. Cause I think they're the best in the air. Best three in the air.
And yeah.
South Africa look like they're going to kick it a bit.
What do you think?
And I think as well you'll go with Aki and Henshaw, big direct lumpers. Play a bit of Warren Ball.
Big lumps. Where does Faz fit then? Bench.
Yeah, to me he's on the bench.
You think?
I think bigger has another game like he did against Japan.
Yeah, Biggs up.
And he's right in the hot seat to start that first test.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I can't see him as being undroppable. If he has a quiet game, Farrell's your man and he's he's got Manute.
They could probably work as 10 and 12. But then I don't know. Who knows? We don't have a fucking clue anyway.
I don't know why we get asked nosy questions.
I know. Why do you want to know that? We haven't got a fucking Scooby like. Ask us who's the best fucking on the piss or something. I don't know.
There's 5 million podcasts who are going to tell you who's going to make the test. So you listen to Goody, listen to Jim.
This is not.
Listen to Chris one. Jones, the most boring man
in
the
boring,
podcast world. Ugo, sit on the fence, Monier. There's loads, right? We're going to talk about this rubbish.
Yeah.
It's not us.
Stop asking us, you fucking gimps. Looking at our notes, we made a couple of notes during the game on the weekend, and one of them's about grip socks. So it's a shame Courtney's not here because he had a good 10 points deep.
So,
this is half time as well.
Yeah. I'm struggling to remember that one. we had one of our members only till 5 o'clock, so I tried to push the pace so he could have a few pints in him, and he was. Jonathan, big show.
Oh, Jonathan, yeah, fair play. Good little sprint that was from Jonathan. But he fucked off before I had to buy him around, so I was happy.
Happy days.
Cheers, Jonathan. But no, yeah, grip socks. I think it's for any kit man out there listening, it must be a fucking nightmare because what's that about? Boys cutting their socks in half just to wear these stupid fucking grip socks like.
Flat Bruce, win them the blade.
Well, put your socks in the bag the right way around, boys.
That's a great impression, Mons. If anyone don't know, the Blade is the Blade is the official team wear provider of Pontypridd RFC.
One of his classics is to talk when the referee's doing his pre-match talk, is to come in and shout something and then just talk fucking top of his voice.
Talking of refs, we had Owl on the weekend, didn't we?
Oh, aye.
Oh, he had some lines in him, didn't he? He liked his own voice.
You know you're in for a long day when the ref comes into the huddle pre-match and tries to crack a few little jokes.
Oh.
You know, like a few dad jokes, and you're just thinking, look, but you're better than this, come on. But unfortunately he wasn't, was he? But
he's horrific.
You know, who would want to be a ref? And who would want a ref Division 3 fucking games in Ely and Cardiff? I'll leave it at that. Because I wouldn't want to.
You're quite right. Perhaps that's why the British Army's gear on, like, parachute them in specially for the occasion. A trailer park.
He's trained in combat just in case.
Yeah, Marines Corps on the side just in case.
Fucking hell. But yeah, grip socks. Yeah, I don't see the attraction. I still can't believe the sock. You know, like these kit suppliers, why aren't they just putting the grip on the rugby socks?
Do they want to fully... What if you... Can those grip socks cause injuries, though? If your ankle gets stuck?
This is it, isn't it?
It doesn't move?
Does your foot move naturally? It's a contentious issue.
Because some of the socks, you know, new socks, summer, it's horrific.
Yeah.
Slippy, you're in fresh boots, you're all over the place. But 3 games in, you're alright, isn't it?
You're fine, isn't it? You're happy to go. What do you need fucking grip socks for?
You know, perhaps there's a little hybrid solution, you know, a few little bits, you know, like a short material on the back. So it's got a bit of grip, but it's not full on.
Well, any listeners out there who live and die by grip socks, let us know your thoughts, because yeah, I don't see the traction personally. Do they actually work? They stop becoming blisters? Because I think, well, surely most blisters come from just that fucking... I wouldn't know because I don't wear studs or wear moldies, but that impact of hard ground.
Yeah, and
just in the studs rubbing against your foot, like.
Mm.
Well, I don't know, let us know. Right then, let us know. Get us on Instagram, Twitter, whatever.
Now, Moggs, you're going to have to fill me in on this. As I was not on the field on the weekend, I was watching from the touchline, and I did not hear this.
But neither did I, but Courtney pointed this out. Again, it's a shame he's not here to tell the story, but apparently Matthew Rutter, he's had a mention on the pod before. He's a bit of a legend in Pontyclun, where we're from. He's the man who can replicate the police siren. And he's come out with a couple of crackers in the past, so I think in a tight game before, as we're running back to halfway, he shouted, "Fucking switch off, boys!"
Oh, I remember that one. That was one of my favourites.
So obviously he meant switch on, but he's come out with switch off. And
he tried his best to motivate.
Yeah, he did. Love him. But there's a saying in rugby. So if you're in defence and you're not sort of coming off the defensive line to meet the attackers, you're just sitting back and waiting for them to come to you. They say you're sitting on the toilet or you're sitting on the shit.
Get off the box.
Get off the toilet, boys. Get off the fucking line. Get up in their faces. So Rutter, bless him, he's trying to encourage the boys on Saturday. And he's come out with, "Boys, we're on the fucking sink!" The fucking sink.
Oh, well.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, it's all I want to say, is it?
Nah. Talking of sinks, mine sink I played. Sinclair, that's another one. It's another one of fucking McNamara's specials, isn't it?
Yeah, Sinclair.
He's fucking Sinclair, but what are you calling him Sinclair for? Fucking Trev's old man, like.
Give me Clive.
Clive Tilsley.
Yeah, give him to me.
Him and Coisty, I bet they do a better job.
Oh, get Big Alan Brazil on.
Alan.
Yeah, at least he's muttering so much, you won't understand what you're talking about.
Him and the Romford Pillay.
Oh, real Romford Pillay on the Cobra Bombs.
That's the best fucking
sports breakfast show. Hello?
We might have been joined in the studio.
Been joined in the studio. We haven't actually mentioned where we are. We're back at 1958 Barbers this week. The home of the fade. Do you have your barnet done yet, Bart?
Oh, two right on the beard. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm yet to have a fucking barnet done yet.
What?
I don't know if he's got shears thick enough to sort my hair out, like.
But he's better than Dean Price. Man, you're the type who would raise in grass and pay £45 of a...
Tin man? No, he's not charging 45 quid, is he?
He's more expensive than Mazaro, apparently. The word on the street.
What's he doing, then?
In clipping sheep. No, I don't know, but apparently...
Full body fucking job, like.
Oh, well,
trim the pubes and
he must be doing back sack and crack for the money he's charging.
Ah, oh, the old tin man.
But,
No, I'm loyal to Dean, in fairness. He does a good haircut. And, Yeah,
he doesn't mind being late to the chair.
And... I'm always on time for him, but...
Shut up. You're not on time for nothing.
Ah, fuck it. Rocking hell.
You know, you try to play... We're trying to do golf. The one sport where it's proper etiquette to turn up on the tee on time, not be rushing. 5 minutes late, the boys are strolling up. I mean, with a serene bar, chilling out. Like, blows your mind.
To be fair, but I make my golf debut on the National of the Vale. That's a horrific, horrific start.
I don't think it is, because it's hard to miss out this.
Nice and wide, isn't it?
Yeah. There's lots of room.
Still a lot, managed to lose about 8 balls, I think, but...
Don't worry about that, man.
I was up the range earlier, actually.
Any good?
Went up by a champ, yeah.
You had a lesson, didn't you?
No, I haven't yet. I'm in next Wednesday for my first lesson.
Oh, with champ?
Yeah, with champ. Yeah, we're on a group lesson, obviously I'm not paying full price. Smeag as well, apparently. He thinks he's too good. But yeah,
apparently the other day proved not.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, it was right up the range. I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I've
been struggling with my irons. I sort of get a bit of a left to right fade on them every time.
Yeah, just
I think what it is, but I'm not getting my chest over the ball, so I'm just falling back. It's like goal kicking, isn't it? You know, I've shanked enough goal kicks to know what I'm doing here. I'm off balance. That's why she's fading away. So. Yeah, a couple of lessons. I'll be like Rory fucking Rory Best, not Rory McIlroy. I'd be like Rory fucking Best around the course, thanks, Beck. But
Hey, Scotty, I heard played well on the weekend. And
apparently, yeah.
Scotty and old Cuffy had a little resurgence. Nice to see.
Angry Scott. If he's not angry, obviously he's doing something right.
Well,
he doesn't take much winding up, does he?
To be fair, the Morgan four ball, I've said it many a time, will be the one to watch. I think
there'll be thousands up there.
I think it could be make NBC Sport. But talking of American sports, something popped onto our coaches group yesterday, and I had to flick it on to have a look.
Ah,
now BT Sport. How have you paid for this?
They're struggling for content, though.
They must be absolutely scraping the barrel. Like, so yesterday on BT Sport, about 4 o'clock, you know, probably a prime Sunday
prime
spot.
Prime time slot, that is.
Yeah, you know, you want a little, normally you'd have a little Premiership rugby match or football match.
That's competing with Wimbledon as well.
No. That is not what we had. We're the world famous hot dog eating contest.
Nah.
You've never seen it like it.
Good crowd is, huh?
Capacity crowd. Absolute 10,000 Yankee Doodle pigeons.
To watch a hot dog eating contest.
I have seen some hot dogs consumed. But this was different gravy. They are ramming the Frankfurters in.
But maybe we should have maybe that's how we'll top off this series. Hot dog eating contest between the boys. We've got a few punishments to settle.
So the technique. Let me talk you through this. So you've got the table set up. The hot dogs are stacked there. They've got the buns. Obviously, sauce.
Are we talking like foot long or?
Oh, they're decent.
6 inches.
Yeah, like. 6 inches, you know. And proper
massive.
Frankfurt is like whoppers. And so they had two glasses of water. One for obviously having a quick swig in between and ram it on. One was dipping fingers. So they were. The technique was three fingers in the pint glass.
Aye, aye.
Dipping. And that bread roll, sausage out, and scoff. There's a bird there.
I don't know. What was that?
So, I might have to do an Instagram demonstration for the boys, because it got me engrossed, to be fair. I've never seen anything like it. I saw this bird ram 20 hot dogs. And apparently she's 11-time champion.
Fucking hell.
What an athlete.
What, big old unit, or?
Fucking nothing of it.
Genuine.
Genuinely, right. She must be shitting hot dogs.
Whole.
She can't chew them, but they must be going straight down and out.
Hey, well, I'll cut in here, because we've already given them a shout-out tonight, but Mr. Psycho, or Rhys Williams-Way, he can actually swallow a hot dog whole. Have you seen that, his party trick? Just puts a full foot long. No, I don't know if it's a foot long. 6 inch down in one. No chewing.
I think we need to challenge him. I think because have you had one of John White's hot dogs?
No, I haven't.
The old Frank's hot dogs. Fantastic hot dogs. They're a thick old sausage. Let's let's see who ram one of them.
Yeah. Just how I like them. Yeah, no. I think we were at a garden party. I think it might have been up Josh Clark's, another friend of the pod. She was. The boy's got Gate to do his party trick, so he's done about two or three hot dogs. And on the last one, he coughed, and the sausage come back up whole.
Fucking
just coughed up a hot dog, like.
Back on the barbie, warm up.
It came, back down he went. Happy days.
What a party trick to have in the locker.
That's a good one, there. Have you got any on that?
No, not really. It's a bit poor, like, you know. An average chopper of a pint, getting worse as the years go on.
Mm.
But apart from being a Moretti's one-time world champion, Moretti tennis, nothing.
Yeah.
Anything for yourself, Moggs?
Not really, but I can juggle badly. When I'm pissed, I seem to think I'm pretty good.
Mm.
I can moonwalk, again, badly. But
if you're happy to throw it out there.
I'll chuck it out there, yeah.
To be fair, in your neon-coloured clothing as well, but it looks the bollocks.
Oh, I don't know. Apparently, I've been told I need to work on my hand movements because I focus so much on what's going on downstairs. Upstairs is just fucking carnage. It's not the coolest moonwalk you'll ever see.
Craig
but,
Revel Hawes is giving you some critiques.
More like Craig David.
Craig.
To be fair, oh, Craig, you're buzzing again, yeah.
But honestly, if anyone anyone listeners out there, if anyone knows.
What is it, Garmin?
Yeah, Garmin Fenix 6 Pro.
Ooh.
Pro. So, JUK might be able to help me with this, because he's a fellow Garmin man. Mm. How the fuck do you turn off notifications? Because I changed phone to Apple. Oh my God.
Surely that's in your Apple settings, isn't it?
Well, but I've tried. Like, I'm literally, I've turned my watch off now. I can't handle it. It's buzzing every minute. I'm driving the car. Bing. I'm sitting over a putt. Playing the boys. Fuck off. Bing. A little vibrate in my arm. I hate it. I'm on social, man. I don't want to speak to people.
Help! Someone please help him out. He's tearing up. He's getting really upset there.
We'll carry his PC World if you want to send me a new one so I can throw it against the wall and smash it up. Please do.
What are you playing off now in golf anyway? You're playing fucking five times a week, aren't you?
Ah, well, the thing is, I've actually tweaked the back this week.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I didn't play Sunday because the back's a bit fucked.
From golf or?
I believe so. Too much golf.
Oh. But no, golf is back.
Yeah. Yeah, so 20 now is the handicap, so it's not too bad.
Fair play, but. Very good. Well, you were on fire at the National the other day.
Yeah, but I'm, in, you know, as long as I beat Sam Day, that's all that really matters. The Breakfast Cup is the key.
I need to get involved. Definitely need to get involved. I'm playing with a set of fucking horrific clubs at the moment. Mind, I should be grateful because I'm for free, but yeah.
Danny Dunlops.
Yeah, Dunlops. I got a set of Hippos and a set of Slazengers, so pretty doomed from the start. But, you know, I don't think the clubs are to blame at the moment. I think it's more my techers, so yeah. Couple of lessons, I'll be right amongst it on the Breakfast Cup.
Yeah, oh, you'll be giving Will a shout out on you. I can see you now. Oh, yeah. Anything for a bit of discount.
Therefore, well, we're having a bit of discount anyway. That's what we're having. It's a three. Fuck, playing the full whack.
Tight bastard as usual.
You tight bastards. Hey, but
well, that's not been too bad, to be fair, Max.
So for us, is it?
I think it is. Hey,
a lot of waffle.
Oh, plenty of it. But we've been let down.
We have, and let's hope it doesn't happen again because we will be extending invites for some new hosts, because, you know, we haven't seen Nicky for a long time. He's just come back off a stag doing Fairness. Jonathan Abb's busy with
Little Evan,
which is, again, understandable.
Bring him to the pod, he'd probably have better content than us.
He'd better chat than us, old Ev, yeah.
But also, listeners, if you're out there and you think of any reasonable punishments for Mr. Court and Mr. Bazanko, and Mr. Fika for that, well, should we leave Joe out or nah?
Oh, you can punish him as well.
Yeah, punish him. For all the boys. Think of any punishments that you'd like to see him do. Get him into us on our socials and we'll try and make it happen on Instagram.
Amen. That's about us for this week, is it?
Yeah, let's have a rocking good week, everyone. And
well, to be fair, we haven't tried the fucking biltong yet, but let's crack it open. Live little review. See if it's better than last week. I can see chilli flavour as well.
What you like with heat, Mogs?
Smells like ass. Oh, that's pungent. Fucking hell.
Arse butter.
Not that bad. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell, that smells a bit like. That's nice. That's a nice bit of biltong, too.
Good biltong, bro. Good biltong.
I don't know, you can't like biltong.
Well, it's a tough chew, mind. Christ.
They're telling you it's Silverside, lying bastards.
Sound like the old macros now. Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah?
170 cal in the pack. Packed with protein, bro. Fuck me.
5,000 grams of protein.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to make that. I don't know if it's as good as last week's.
Last week's was definitely more tender.
Tastier as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is just more chilli, isn't it? It's just...
It's 90% fucking chilli, bro. It's going to blow my arse off, eh?
Leave still here, morning present, like.
Little thought there. That's about us anyway.
Yeah, so have a rocking good week, boys. And,
have a great rocking week. Let's hope our content's a bit better next week. Apologies, it's been a bit mishmash tonight, but the boys are a bunch of fucking knobheads. So, yeah, thanks for appearing with us. And we'll catch you soon.
Bye-bye, driver.
Rock off.
How have we wangled 46 minutes of driver?